Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Rami Makhlouf in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer today. Sparky is back from his long break tomorrow here on these very airwaves. But joining me now on the show to talk a little Brewers, and man, I like to reach out to the phone lines and pull up a Tim Mumma from Brewer Fanatic, because I look out the window and the weather is not pleasant, but talking baseball with Tim Mumma lets me know that spring and baseball and some nice weather is right around the corner. And I just like Tim Mumma. What's up, Tim? How are you this afternoon, my man?
Hey, Rami, doing good, man. Everyone in Chicago doing okay with the Cubs rough start to the season?
Is that where we're going to start this thing, Tim?
Hey, usually Sparky's going to get on me for something, so I got to get on you.
No, rough start to the season for my team up there or down there, about 90 miles to the south, Tim. But it's just two games. It's just we'll see. Yeah, we'll see how this thing plays out.
A little bit of season to go.
But Tim, that is kind of where I wanted to start this with you, because Charlie and I talked about this. Another Cubs fan on the other side of the glass. Charlie and I talked about this when I was in for Sparky last week here, that it seems like, and even as Cubs fans, we don't entirely understand this, given the way that this plays out year after year. It seems like most publications or websites where predictions and projections are made, once again, do have the Cubs winning the division, but this seems to be the case every year, and then the Brewers just come out and prove everybody wrong. Do you put any stock in those columns and articles anymore, or do you just skip right ahead to let's see what they do on the field?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good call. I mean, it's tough. I think you got to take a lot of credence to those. I mean, they're not going to say they're right most of the time, but there's a reason that those things are pretty popular, and they do get a lot of things right. I just think for the Brewers, you know, they've been doing it for so long, different people in the organization, but they have a consistency of how they find talent, how they develop talent. I think in past years, and actually even this year and last year, a big part of it is just how good their bullpen is season to season, and that's just so unpredictable, especially when you're looking at those projections and how that plays a factor. But, you know, like you said, when push comes to shove, it's what they do on the field. You know, last season it was so much about base running and being aggressive and taking advantage of opportunities in that lineup. In past years, it was really their rotation and their bullpen that led things. I mean, look, if I was being honest, last year, right before the season started, I would have picked the Cubs to win the division, and like, just at the last moment, I was like, nah, I don't know. I feel like the Brewers somehow are going to find a way. This year, it's similar. It looks on paper like the Cubs have more talent. They just have more high-end guys. Bullpen a little bit better, good lineup, you know, solid rotation. But as you get closer and you see some of the guys performing in spring and you think back to the last couple of years, man, it's really hard to go against the Brewers. It's funny as it is to say every year.
You know, and it seems like every year they're losing somebody, whether it's Corbin Burns or Craig Counsell or David Stearns or Josh Hader. I don't know how far back you want to go, but every time you look at it and you go, I wonder if this is where this way of doing things, this revolving door of talent in Milwaukee, if it finally catches up to him. And this year it's Willy Adames and Devin Williams, who were one walked away in free agency, the other traded to the Yankees in the offseason. Does it finally catch up to them this season, Tim, or do they find a way to stay in the mix and at least be in the race for the NL Central for the majority of this season?
I think, honestly, with the bullpen, they're not going to hurt too much. Again, it can be a very volatile situation down there. Injuries pop up. Guys are good one year, terrible the next. But they've built such a pipeline of young, good arms and bringing in veteran guys who just fit what they're trying to do. I don't think they're going to miss Williams that much. As you know, as tough it is to say, he's one of the best relievers in the last know, 5 years or so. So I don't see it hurting that much there. Adames, yeah, I think he hurts in a number of ways. Obviously, you lose a lot of power at a position that traditionally doesn't have a lot of pop, although it's coming back in major leagues. You know, and even just being kind of the heart and soul of the team and being that guy that's been there, being great teammates, kind of being a go-between for the young guys and the old guys. I think Adames did a lot of that stuff that you don't always see, you don't always count on that being a big factor, but it is. I think it is a big part of what the Brewers have as part of the culture. But I think culture is an important thing that continues to be well-run with the Brewers. I mean, I'm actually working on something, writing about Peralta and Yelich and Woodruff, just being three guys that have been there a while now. They're kind of seen as these leaders that can really touch on every part of the clubhouse. And I think that plays a big factor in being able to keep a winning tradition. As much as we all as fans and would love to see them obviously win some playoff series once in a while, just that consistency that they're able to bring, the types of players they bring in, having a real game plan and sticking with it, that's why it's been successful. But to your point, the more turnover there is year to year, you're bound to make some bad decisions or guys just not to pan out the way you want them to. And then you wonder what happens if you have a year or two where things go a little bit sour. Do you have to change your strategy? Do you have to just kind of suck it up and hope for the next year to be better? You know, we're obviously, as Brewer fans, we're not looking for that to happen, but I think it's in the back of our minds that at some point, not having that consistent, high level player base to go off of, that it's going to come back and haunt us eventually.
Talking with Tim Mumma, Brewers writer for Brewers Fanatic. Check out that piece he has coming up and all his work at BrewerFanatic.com. Follow him on Twitter at Tim Mumma MKE. So, and I agree with you that the culture is very good with this baseball team and the clubhouse up to the front office, and it translates on the field. But at the end of the day, Tim, you need production, and you're going to have to fill, like you said, a pretty big hole in their production, specifically offensively with the power that you lost at shortstop in Willy Adames. Where do you think they get it? Like, if we're sitting here at the end of the season talking about another Brewers team that surprised the baseball world and won the NL Central, as unlikely as it looked, who are we looking at and going, man, I didn't know that guy had that kind of pop that replaced or filled the void that was left by Willy Adames?
I mean, truthfully, I don't know if there's any one guy that can do it. I think it's going to have to be a combo. I mean, if you're going to pick one pie in the sky, you know, highest potential, you have to go at Jackson Jurio.
Right.
I don't want to put more pressure on the kid, but man, you even watch him at every game. He looks like he doesn't care and in all the good ways. Like, he's laughing, he's smiling. He doesn't seem like he feels there's any pressure on him. And then we all know what a terrific season he had and how young he is. I mean, the sky is the limit for him. He could really take off even in year two. So that's the one guy I guess I would pick as far as really having that breakout as far as power goes. But I think, truthfully, it's going to have to come from different areas. And hopefully Reese Hoskins can have a little more pop and consistency this year. I'm a huge Joey Ortiz fan at shortstop. I mean, defensively, he's lights out. And I think offensively, he's got a lot more to offer. And he's not going to be a big-time power hitter, but, you know, if he can get in that 15 to 18 range, supplement that with a few more from Hoskins, Churio increasing the power. Who knows, maybe Sal Frelick, gaining 25 pounds in Italian food. Maybe that'll really boost up his numbers. I'm not gonna buy that. I love Frelick, but that's not his game. But yeah, I mean, and I guess even Contreras, you could see him still finding some more pop, especially if he gets some more days off and keep him fresh. So If I had to pick one, it's Cheerio, but I think if they're going to find that power stroke, it's just going to have to be from multiple guys up and down the lineup. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to see that when it comes to, you know, before the season starts, but you never know. I mean, Milwaukee's a great place to hit 81 games during the year. So if they can find that stroke, they have a lot of other pieces in place.
You mentioned you're a big Joey Ortiz fan. Do you think we've seen the ceiling for Joey Ortiz, or is that a guy who's still getting better, especially in the department of power and putting a few more over?
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The fence.
Plenty to go for him as far as offensively. I mean, again, we saw what incredible defender he is at really his secondary position. Shortstop is his spot, and he's going to be phenomenal there. But I know he took a little while in the minors kind of finding that power stroke. He is a patient hitter for the most part, and he has a pretty good command of the strike zone. So sometimes, you know, that can actually hurt your power a little bit because you're taking pitches that maybe you're able to hammer. But I think he's definitely got more in the tank as far as some pop. He was really hurt by that neck injury last season. And even when he came back, things weren't right. His swing was a little bit off. His timing might have been off. And who knows about the confidence. But I think, you know, another year or two of man muscle maybe builds a little bit and just more experience in the majors and playing every day. I think he's going to be I legitimately think he could be an all-star depending on how things break in the next few years.
And I agree with you about his glove and how good a shortstop he can be. Until recently, I think until the last couple of days, maybe even just yesterday, it looked like it was going to be Bryce Terang at shortstop, and then he had some arm fatigue, and now they're flipping him back to where Terang is going to be at second base and Joey Ortiz at shortstop. I think they might have, no offense to Bryce Terang, but I think they might have lucked into something there if this ends up being the permanent formation, so to speak, for this offense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm far from the only Brewer fan or people that write about the Brewers that are confused by even the thought process there. I mean, we know Terang's a great defender, obviously. He's got tremendous range. But his arm isn't quite what Ortiz's is, and maybe playing a little bit too much short in spring is what kind of led to the shoulder issue here. But, you know, so I think it's one of those things that, again, it's hard to argue with Brewers management because they tinker, right. They look for ways to make things work, and it has worked for the most part. I mean, you know, so much talk of Frelick moving over to third base at times last season didn't happen for a number of reasons. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes the moves you end up not making are the best moves. And once in a while, it's a little bit of luck because a guy gets shut down or it just doesn't work before you have to, you know, put the bright lights on. So hopefully it's one of those things that it doesn't affect Terang at all. And Ortiz will be nice and comfortable at short. And they're all saying the right things. They're all saying, hey, we'll play wherever. We just want to be out there helping the team. And I'm not saying they don't believe that, but Terang at second, Ortiz at short sure feels like the right move anyway.
Talking with Tim Mumma of Brewer Fanatic for a couple more minutes here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Rami Makhlouf in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. We know who the first three starters are for that opening series against the Yankees next week. It's going to be Peralta, Cortez, and then Savali. After that, it's question marks in the starting rotation. Tobias Myers, Aaron Ashby, DL Hall, all go down with injuries this spring. You're hoping for Brandon Woodruff to come back at some point, but he's still rehabbing. Robert Gasser is still rehabbing. What exactly do you think the Brewers are going to do at those last two spots in the rotation?
Yeah, this is definitely going to be a challenge for them. Obviously, in the past, they've found ways to make it work, but they've had pretty good consistency with their rotation, especially early in seasons. You know, it's going to have to be some, I don't want to say bullpen games. I don't think you're going to go pure that early in the year, but maybe piggybacking some guys will go 3-4 innings with another guy might go 3 or 4. I mean, they have options. Guys like Tyler Alexander out there, you can go with Logan Henderson. I mean, they have arms, just not guys that you're going to go out there and be lights out every game. No, not by any means. And you might need your offense to win some games early in the season. You're going to have to rely on your bullpen, which they're going to do anyway, but you might have to utilize those guys a little bit more. I think what makes it tough this season is in so many years, especially in the March, April schedule, you have a lot of off days. I was just looking at, they have the day off after opening day in New York, and then they play a full 8-9 days in a row for another day off. And they only have 2 more days off the rest of the month. So it's not a thing where they can skip the 4th or 5th starter here or there. They're going to need to utilize those spots. So the quicker that Quintana can be ready to go, which I'm guessing isn't going to be too long after the start of the season, that'll obviously help fill the void, but they're going to really have to work their magic with Chris Hook and the rest of that staff to figure out just how do we get out. It's kind of the Craig Council philosophy. I think it's going to have to be just they're out getters. Let's get 27 outs for this game. We'll figure it out tomorrow.
Speaking of Chris Hook working his magic, and you've referred to it a couple times here, bullpens are very volatile and unpredictable in the world of Major League Baseball, but it doesn't seem like that's the case with the Brewers. The names change, the faces change, but they get consistent and solid production from their bullpen every year. And every year there's a guy who you're like, where'd they get this dude from? I've never heard of this guy before. Do you have a prediction? Do you have a name of like a wild card that's going to come out and be one of the key arms from that Brewers bullpen that you've seen in spring this year?
I mean, again, I don't think it's for people who really follow the Brewers. I think Yoho is going to be the one that everyone's going to be looking forward to. I think I saw he just got assigned to back to the minors, which it maybe is a little bit of a surprise considering even their bullpen's a little in flux with Mears being out and a couple other guys, maybe not ready yet. But, you know, you lose a guy like Williams, who is known for his airbender, you know, whatever you want to call it, as far as his changeup goes, kind of like a screwball. And they have somebody to fill that gap right away with Yoho. And he's somebody that I think, you know, a lot of the people are going to love what he brings to the table. He seems like a competitor from what we've seen already. He's not going to be Devin Williams, obviously, and some people don't grade his pitches out to be as good as Williams, but I think he's somebody who can get major league hitters out on a consistent basis. There will be times your jaw is going to drop. He's going to be on a pitching ninja all the time on X and all that stuff. So I think he's somebody that people really latch on to, and they have a lot of good young guys, you know, not to forget about someone like Abner Uribe, who hopefully has matured a little bit. He's got to get through a suspension that was come down from last year when he got into a little bit of a fight. And, you have a number of fireballers in the bullpen and a good mix of arms that, again, they can make it work. And if one guy doesn't do the job, up comes the next guy. And I think that's going to be what you see a lot, especially earlier in the year. But definitely keep an eye on Craig Yoho for the Brewers.
When you say he's going to show up on Pitching Ninja a lot, I just went to Twitter real quick and typed in Brewers Yoho, and it's not just pitching. That there is some fun stuff when it comes to Craig Yoho. If you want to go down a Twitter wormhole and see what Tim Mumma thinks might be the next big arm to come out of the Brewers bullpen. Some nasty stuff there, man. Some like 3-9 breaking stuff that's going on. Yeah, I could see him being the next guy. Tim, really, really fun catching up, talking some baseball with you, man. You can find his work at Brewer Fanatic, and you can follow him on Twitter at Tim Mumma, MKE. Really appreciate the time and the insight, my man. Let's do it again.
Awesome, Rami. I really appreciate it. And I do love talking ball with you. I know you're a big baseball fan, regardless of the team you follow. I do love you, man.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.